Blog Talk Radio.
Verses 1 to its end. Let's start reading Psalms 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Salvation means deliverance from sin and its consequences. Yes, you will be punished for your sins by our Heavenly Father. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, and foes are just opponents or enemies, came up on me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though and host should encamp. Encamp means to make camp or surround you against me. My heart shall not fear, though war should rise against me. In this will I be confident. Verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I shall seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. The beauty of the Lord, amen. And to inquire. Inquire means to ask about or seek or meditate in his temple. Verse 5. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. And of course, pavilion is a shelter or building, church or sanctuary. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. And you know, a tabernacle is like a church building. a building. Shall he put me up on a rock? And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore I will offer in the tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing yea, or the word yes. I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, the mercies also have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said it, seek you my face, my heart said unto you, your face, Lord, will I see. Hide not your face far from me, but put not your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake. Forsake means to leave me or abandon me, O God of my salvation. And of course, you know, salvation means deliverance from sin and its consequences. When my father and my mother forsake me, forsake means to leave or abandon me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, because be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I have read to you in its entirety Psalms 27. I pray that our Heavenly Father gives you an understanding of the reading of his word. If not, go to the Old Testament book of Psalms, spelled S-P-A-L-M-S 27, and read it for yourself. Now, Sheep, what we're going to do is get into today's lesson, and you'll find that in the book of John, chapter 3, entitled The New Birth. I'll just read to you what I have put on the internet. It's about Nicodemus. The name of the person I'm reading about is who? You're so smart. Nicodemus. He was a ruler of the Jews. And this is what this is the paragraph that I wrote about him. Nicodemus said unto him, to him is Jesus, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say unto you, unless one is born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And that's what we want to do, sheep. We must be born of what and what? Oh, you are so smart. You must be born of water and the Spirit. You are so intelligent, my sheep. I am thankful that you're listening to me. You are my guest, but my special guest is our Heavenly Father. So just remember, you're sitting and listening to what Miss Sandra is reading or saying unto our Heavenly Father. Welcome to Sabbath School. I will introduce myself in a moment after I finish reading what I have written on the computer for you all to see under Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. I stopped at, you must be born of the water and spirit. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. Let me finish reading. That which is born of the flesh and is flesh, and the spirit is spirit. Do not marvel. Marvel means to wonder that what I say to you, that I say to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it came from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Sheep, let us have a word of prayer before we get into today's reading in Sabbath School. Our Father in heaven, hallowed or holy be your name. Your kingdom come. Bless all of us, your lost sheep, whom you have found. Bless us to be able to enter into your kingdom when it comes. Bless us, sheep, to know that we cannot eat everything that we want. You told us in Leviticus chapter 11 that we are not to eat swine. Other words known as the pig. We cannot eat ham, bacon, chitlins, and all that stuff. I used to, but I don't eat that anymore. As well, we cannot eat fish that does not have fins and scales. Any fish that does not have fins and scales, like catfish, shrimp, lobster, and other sea creatures that we sometimes eat or have eaten in the past, let all sheep know, and others, that the Bible says it is not good for them. Again, that they can find that in Leviticus, and I will spell it for them. Leviticus, chapter 11. Read all of it so that you will get an understanding for yourself, I pray. As I try to tell you, most times people don't listen. I can tell them not to get, the Bible says, do not get tattoos. And that's in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 28, if you read the New King James Version of the Bible. But I read from the old King James Version of the Bible. I'm going off of my prayer. I apologize, sheep, and my Heavenly Father. I'm just speaking what is in my mind to say. Also, the Bible tells you to not fornicate. Fornicate is like a lot of single people. I know when I was younger and single, I was a big fornicator. Praise God, I don't do that anymore. And if you're married, be faithful to your spouse, your husband or wife. They tell me, it came on the news, that antibiotics will not cure certain viruses and diseases that have come out. I heard that last week on the news. Father, thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from your Detroit city, your blessed city. We, your lost sheep, who you have found, we thank you for giving us sane, sound mind with excellent health. I say this prayer in your son's name, Yeshua, better known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra, your Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everyone. And this is what I now call Sabbath school. Like when people go to church on the wrong day, the day that Constantine told them to go, that is on Sunday, they have what is called Sunday school. But I have for you what it's called, I have deemed about a month ago, Sabbath school. And I read to you from what is written in the Bible. And sometimes I will make my own comments, as I will today, if I finish reading the reading of John chapter 3 today. I want you to read. Well, the Bible tells you that you are to keep the Sabbath holy and rest. Read it for yourselves. You'll find it in the book of Exodus, where the Ten Commandments are. And the fourth commandment tells you to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. A commandment is something that is told you to do, and you must, it's a command. You do what you are told. And that's what our Heavenly Father told you to do. You are so busy following man-made laws. Now, there are some places that you can go on the Sabbath day, and they are, I know the there's one church in Highland Park on Hamilton. I don't have the address. I meant to write that address down. And then there is another church that's on West 8 Mile Road. And I meant to write that address down. When I go to church, and I will only send you sheep to churches that I go to, I used to go to other churches. Well, one other church that was open on the Sabbath, but, and they taught the word, but there was a difference there. I just didn't feel comfortable there. Now, again, the Sabbath day, you are to keep holy and rest. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath starts, observance starts on Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. I ask that you sheep and others who are listening, and I'm glad you are listening. I hope that I do well in my reading in front of our Heavenly Father, because I have invited him to this Sabbath school or ministry, and I believe he is here in spirit and in truth. I want you to have your three P's, your pen, pencil, and paper handy, just in case you want to write something down that I may say. Now, I have an affirmation for you, sheep. I want you to read Psalms 133. I've read it to you before. And that's about unity. Sometimes if our brother or sister say something that offends you, don't be ready to fight or shoot. Just have the courage enough to walk away. And you just tell them, I'm going to walk away so there won't be any trouble between you and I. You have offended me. And the one that has offended you should apologize so that there will be no bad feelings or animosity between you. Let's read today's lesson, John chapter 3, the new birth. Let's start reading. And there was a man of the Pharisees, And you know, a Pharisee were of the ruling, like, religious body in Jerusalem back in the day when Christ was, and they were against Jesus for teaching the law of Moses and what was written in by the prophets. Okay, let's start verse 1 again. Chapter 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Now, what was his name? And he was a ruler of what? You're right. His name was Nicodemus, spelled N-I-C-O-D-E-M-U-S. And he was, you're right, the ruler, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who came from God, for no man can do these miracles that you doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, be born of what, saints? Or the Bible calls you saints, but I call you sheep. You are so smart. You have to be, you must be born of the water and the Spirit. If he, Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And that is our ultimate objective. We are doing, I do what I do to get into the kingdom of God, because man made his rules down here are so difficult. You know, when you have a governor giving orders to of genocide, poison a whole people in the Flint, Michigan, to drink water out of the Flint, Michigan River, you know, that's genocide. Everyone would slowly die. And I'm so glad that God brought that to front. It was two women. I look at their program on Friday nights. I call them M&M, Miriam and I forget the other woman's name. That's why I call them M&M. Their program, their, oh Lord, I've forgotten what program. They are Michigan Welfare Rights Women. They brought it to my attention. And from there, it got publicized a great deal. And the regular news didn't bring this to the people. And I got it from a black radio, TV station that I listen to. And I hope they don't mind me giving out WHPR TV 33.com. You can go on your internet and look it up. Probably pull up that program. Nonetheless, that's the program that I watch, I'd say, a lot. Let me pick up where I've left off, because I have forgotten, and you know how fast I read. I don't read fast enough to get the job done sometimes. Verse 4, Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And that's my goal. Verse 6, that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not, that means wonder not, that I say unto you, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth. Listeth means will or wants. And you hear the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence. Whence means from what place or where it comes. And whither. Whither means at what direction it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Verse 9. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art you a master of Israel? In other words, aren't you a teacher or an expert or skilled of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto you, or truly, truly, I say unto you, we speak that we do know and testify, that is swear, that we have seen and you receive not our witness. And witness, that is what they are saying. Verse 12, if I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Verse 13, and no man is ascended up to heaven, but he that come down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, and you'll find that in the book of Numbers 20, chapter 21, verses 4 through 9, where Moses lifted up, I think it was a bronze snake, because when the children of Israel, when we were in the wilderness, we were being bitten by snakes, and God told Moses to make a snake of bronze and lift it up, and that stopped the snakes from biting the people. You may read that for yourself. Maybe you'll get a better understanding. It's found in Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 through 9. Now let me get, I think I was at verse 14. Well, maybe I'll start at verse 13 again. It reads, verse 13, and no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And I'm doing my best, Heavenly Father, to lift your Son's name up in heaven, up to heaven. But there are a lot of people, especially those who are not of color. They don't believe that. And matter of fact, when you come, you're going to shock them. But I'm telling our sheep and those who will listen that you are a man of color, just as I am a woman of color. Excuse me, sheep. I have to burp. Verse 15, it says, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And this is what I was taught in Sunday school, that we had to learn. When I was a little girl, 8 or 9 years old, I remember I was about 8 years old when they bombed those little girls in that church in Montgomery, Alabama, I think it was. I wouldn't go to Sunday school. Mom would let me go to Sunday school with my brother. I wouldn't go all the time. And my brother laughed at me that day. He said, they're not going to come here and bum our church. Come on, I would not go that day. Nonetheless, this is what I want you sheep to know, because I was taught this. And this is one of the things that helped guide me through life, in addition to Proverbs 3 and 5. You read that. And, you know, it's trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. But you read that when you get a chance. Let me read John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's what, parents, I want you to have your children and grandchildren sitting around listening to this Blog Talk Radio program so that they can learn if they don't go to church. And I'm trying my best to teach because I want to get into heaven. God told me to feed his sheep, and you are his sheep, whether you know it or not. And my responsibility is to minister unto the people, because I would not do what I'm doing now. It took me 27 years to get to this point. I'm here, and I'm so happy that I finally became obedient. Verse 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And I forgot to look up what the word condemn means. You look it up and tell me, and perhaps next Sabbath, if I remember, I can tell you what the word condemn. I mean, I think it means bring low or without any light. And light is the knowledge of God. Verse 17. I'll read that again. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Verse 19, and this is they condemned. I've scribbled too much in my Bible. That light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Condemnation means judgment. And let me see if I can adjust my glasses so I can read verse 19 a little better. I'll read it again, verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light, condemnation is judgment, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. I probably should have read verse 18 again. And I will read it again. Verse 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Verse 19, and this is the condemnation, and the condemnation is judgment, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Verse 20. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest, L-E-S-T means otherwise, his deeds should be reproved, exposed, or brought to the attention of someone, and you would get whatever punishment there is for your deed. But God, he will still, your deeds will just be exposed, I think. Verse 21. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, and his deeds may be made manifest. Manifest means known or obvious, that they are wrought in God. Created, wrought means created or made in God, his deeds. Verse 22. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried. Tarried means to stay or wait, waited with them, and baptized. Verse 23, and John also was baptizing in Aenon near Salim, because there was much water there, and there came and were, excuse me, let me read verse 23 again. And John also was baptizing in Aenon near Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. And John was not yet cast into prison. Verse 25. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. Purifying means baptizing, washing, or cleansing. Verse 26. And they came and said unto John, and let me read verse 26 again. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with you beyond Jordan, to whom you beareth witness, behold, behold means to see or to look, see the same baptizing, and all men come to him. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from God. And yourselves bear witness, excuse me, and you yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This is joy. This, my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. Let me read verse 29 again. He that has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. Verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. Increase means to go above, and decrease means go be less. Jesus must increase, get higher, and John is saying that he must be less. Verse 31. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. Verse 32, he that hath sent and heard, that he testifies, that he swears, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that has received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hands. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but wrath. But the wrath of God abideth, means to remain on him. Well, Sheep, I have finished reading to you John chapter 3 in its entirety. And I pray that you will read it again if you want, or go to Blog Talk Radio and search and find the Feed My Sheep show. Now, this is something that I saw a few weeks back. I have listened to this white man's program. I should say the Idumean or the Edomite or the white man show for many years. And he came out saying something totally that I am against. He's saying that the 12 tribes of Israel were white nations. And that, to me, is a complete lie. I will tell you what I have told you once before. And I got this from Israel United organization. And I do follow them as often as I can. Dan, the Caribbeans, of Trinidad, were the Indians. And Judah is us black folk in the United States of America. Issachar, that they are the Mexicans. Benjamin is Jamaican. Levi are the Haitians. They are the ones that beat the French back. You know, they run the French government from Haiti. Simeon, and see, maybe that's what they are afraid that we will do. Simeon, they are the Dominican Republican. Ephraim, they're Cubans. Manasseh, Puerto Ricans. Gad, North American Indians. Reuben, Seminoles, and the Muskie. Zebulun, the Mayans. Asher, South American, or the Incas. And Naphtali, the Argentina, or the Chileans. Those are the 12 tribes. You can't believe everything that the white man has said, Sheep, as I do not. Let's have a closing. Father, I thank you for everything that you've done, especially your protection of us from the evil one, those who are in rule and have committed genocide to those people in Flint, Michigan, as well as who have taken away all of our assets in Detroit through an emergency manager, a black man they hired to take all our assets. Father, thank you for giving our assets back and putting those who have done us wrong in jail today. I pray this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. See, God loves you. I love you, but God loves you more. We will read John chapter 4 next time.
Salvation.